Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Pretty amazing. We are here now with Gary Richard Arnold, and we're going to do some little podcasts after, because you always have pictures and video clips. The first document is kind of big, actually. It says Appendix B, Board of Appeals. And it talks about Section B101 General and the various rules there. These are pretty big documents, actually. I don't know. I'm probably going to have to make it smaller for it to actually be for people to be able to read it all.
Right. Actually, there's a single page, and it's the law in the state of California. I'm sure this is mirrored throughout the country, that because a board of supervisors, or whatever you call them in your areas, Louisiana, it's called something French. I forget what they call it, but anyway, the board of supervisors, the people in charge of your counties, have laws, and usually because they make the laws concerning building and planning, they also execute the laws. They make the laws, they execute the laws, and if you get a bad decision from the planning department, in California, they made it so that there would be a board of appeals made up of people in the trade. They'd have a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician, and an architect or something. And you could go before them if you were arbitrarily or wrongly prevented from, constructing your house or doing
just something. Just like after the big fires up in Northern California, which has hit the economy, these organizations actually are totally tyrannical, aren't they?
Well, what happened here in Santa Cruz is that the Board of Supervisors voted to abolish the Board of Appeals. Well, not exactly abolish. They fired the Board of Appeals, and they appointed themselves the Board of Appeals. So not only do they make the law, they execute the law, and if you go to appeal to them, they decide the law. So, I mean, you can't...
And they decide the appeals. Yeah. It's basically a star chamber, isn't it?
Oh, exactly, and that's what's happening, with the COGS, the Councils of Government, and like here it's called Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. Virtually every square inch in the United States is thrown into a COG. Actually, it sounds like it's a good name for them, a Council of Government. And they have these...
Is this the same in other provinces in Canada or countries like Britain or the UK or Australia and New Zealand? Is it the same everywhere?
In fact, it was France and Britain that put them in first. There's a Fabian Socialist Tract. Maybe I can find the graphic on that front page. But even during World War II, 1943, when the Germans were bombing the hell out of Britain, the scoundrel slime, the Fabian Socialist, whose logo, by the way, is a wolf in sheep's clothing. They pride themselves on their stealth and lies. But they were pushing in the brochure that I've got that now was the time to push for the regionalization.
And you also, man, I want to mention this is right off the top here. The fact that just after Twitter and Facebook actually were before Senate committees, they barred Alex Jones for life. This is obscene. And people have to understand, I saw the 13-minute presentation he did outside the courtroom. They're having the Senate hearings. And Alex was very eloquent. Now, I heard the reports that he was not so eloquent and got kind of angry outside the courtroom. But to be honest, after you're being abused enough, it wouldn't surprise me if he got really out of the box angry, considering the kind of abuse he suffered. And by the way, it's not just Alex. If you want to think of the thousands of other people like yourself and myself that raised questions like 9/11, in fact, even Ed Asner, and I tried to contact him yesterday, put out a video September 1st about why people even ask questions about 9/11. The fact is, I personally suffered from Oklahoma City 9/11, and I got fired in death threats because I was the exit examiner of all five munitions team. And it was collaborated by Cody Snodgrass back many months ago now, in January of this year, after they tried to kill him after he went on my colleague's radio show on December 5th, and then December 22nd in Colorado, they tried to kill him with a head-on accident, and he got a C5 vertebral disc problem in his neck caused by it. So the fact is, people have to understand you lose your life, just like this latest guy that was a best friend of Don Jr., Trump Jr., Don Jr., and we can't see from the autopsy how the hell the reason this guy died. He looked like a specimen, even though he had CTA from traumatic brain. You don't deteriorate quickly over one day. That's a vascular event. And as they say, they did the autopsy, and they can't find out why. Did he get hit with an ICE-9 dart? Or did he hit him with a directed energy weapon? How did this man die? And is it a signal to Trump and Trump's family, we're coming for you next? Because Trump not only has Secret Service, he has his own private security force.
They've initiated the so-called Night of Long Knives some time ago. Seth Rich got killed. The Supreme Court Justice was
Scalia.
With a pillow over his head.
You're talking about Scalia, right?
Weeks before their testimony, they're killed and executed. It is now the multinationals that are exercising control over the State Department, much of the White House, and...
Let me draw it out more accurately. Since World War II, they gradually increased the powers of special divisions within the CIA. They actually formalized it with John F. Kennedy, called the Special Operations Division, or SOD, or Special Activities Division, SAD. And they later, the same year, after he kind of improved their powers, because he was trying to not only roll back the powers of the CIA and the intel agencies were getting too powerful after World War II, but he also... was trying to roll back the banks in the Federal Reserve System by planning to print American dollars without the pixie dust from the Federal Reserve banking system, which is tied to Europe and the Vatican. And they killed him for it.
The United States notes, which they didn't control the interest on. So, exactly, the central banks are the core of this nuclear furnace. It's burning.
Well, half of our debt out of $20 trillion is to the Federal Reserve System itself. People don't realize that, do they?
No, they don't.
Right. So they don't understand that Trump actually announced this when he was on campaigning 2 years ago, that he was thinking about doing this, that he was going to actually start printing dollars without having to be backed by the Federal Reserve. And by the way, that alone would, in 10 years, wipe out the debt. The debt, without increasing, without worrying about monkeying the budget or cutting it, or austerity, would have wiped out the debt that we have of $20 trillion now, I think around $21 trillion. And the fact is that it's tied to the Federal Reserve System, which is under the control of the Europeans, which is ultimately under the control of the Vatican. People don't get this, do they? Vatican controls the reserve system.
They place the people in every position. First New York chairman, Pierre Jay, Skull and Bones, a guy during the crucial time of the Depression from 29 to 41, Skull and Bones. The head of UNESCO, you know, Skull and Bones, no matter where you go, it's the central intelligence agencies, and in this case, Facebook was put together by the CIA and the Mossad. They worked through Intutel, and their cover at that time is called Greylock. And Greylock, and Zuckerberg says he couldn't exist without them. So yeah. It is the Mossad and the CIA that's shutting up.
Remember, it wasn't just regular CIA. It was called the Special Operations Division, which, by the way, isn't under the CIA director. It's got its own director. It's the 17th agency quoted by Hillary Clinton. I called Hildebeest last year when she was trying to quote all these things about why it's so bad that she didn't get elected. The fact is the 17th agency runs the world, and they directly use their proxies of the Mossad, which not only did the Oklahoma Division with recruits they got from Palestine, including the Iraqis, were involved with the second individual there besides Timothy McVeigh. The fact is that...
They pulled Strassmeyer from Germany. They did wet work and keep their own people looking like they're kneeling at an altar.
They even put politicians in power. For example, we know that Angela Merkel is actually just part of the plan, the same way they try to insert Hillary Clinton, because she's going along with the program of these globalists. Right?
Yeah. No, they've been compromised and used and trained very early. Obama was even adopted at a younger age.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the deep state's going crazy. They just sentenced Papadopoulos today for 14 days in prison for lying to the FBI, didn't they? 14 days.
Hunters.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I guess we missed the bumper, so we're live, so that's good. So let's continue. I want to go back, and we're going to do some pictures, by the way. We've got a lot of emails today, so we're going to do a simulcast after the show. Let's start off with some of the top news I have here in your emails, and I want to go over them. The first one is an article from September 11th, 2001, which, of course, it says, "Don't be afraid, be very afraid." Now, people need to know that 9/11 was an inside job. The fact is, one of the first videos that came out on a major issue of this was Alex Jones. I actually tried to do toxicology. The last time was 2 years ago with a firm out of Tokyo, and the State Department told me they're not even allowed to talk to me. So I've been trying now for now, this coming up September 11th, which is next Tuesday, 17 years trying to do toxicology because I'm a nuclear chemist. Besides being a toxicologist and an occupational medicine doctor, so I have expertise in many areas, and I got not only threatened and fired on the spot from the Oklahoma City Murrah Building for being the exit examiner, I've been turned down by so many places, including my alma mater, every toxicology company in America, Europe, all over the place, even South Africa, turned me down and said, no, we can't do the test, we're not allowed to. Even when I sent the material, we're willing to pay for it myself, out of my own money. So you have to understand what's going on here. Is the deep state could care less. They actually did a ceremonial killing. And the video that Dan Dasner brought out September 1st, talks about and has even psychologists trying to say, why are people afraid to even ask questions about 9/11? 9/11, if you look at the free fall of the buildings, if the top of the building fell and the rest of it, it wouldn't be able to fully accelerate like free fall unless the building was actually dissolved below with nuclear charges that turned into an atomic vapor. The fact is it fell at a speed which was impossible. It was crushing down in floors below it. So what we're dealing with here is a luciferic crime and a ceremony. And the fact that the deep state have no problem at all killing the friend of Don Jr. They have no problem even probably attempting a suicide of Donald Trump. Because right now when I see Bob Woodward's book come out, the so-called deep state guy that's saying there's a group of people that are fighting against Trump inside the government, that's one of his advisors. When we have all of this craziness going on with Cory Booker saying he brought classified information when they had released it the night before and said it's not classified, it's open for you to bring to the committee. and he tries to make statements that are not true and says he's the, I'm Spartacus. No, you're not Spartacus, you're Idiocus. This is a moron that wants to be elected as our president and thinks he's a new Barack Obama. And here's Obama in Illinois making crazy statements, turning things literally inside out and lying through his teeth about how Trump has balkanized and broken America when the support from the black community and Hispanic community has doubled since he was elected because they have jobs now. I mean, people don't get this, and they don't understand that if Trump loses the House and they start prosecuting him and his family and his corporations and they take over all these committees, this nation will break up and we will for certain have a future of a thermonuclear war with Russia and China, and America will cease to exist. And most of the people here within a decade or so will be dead. At the very latest by 2033, but we even could be as early as next year, because if we don't start kind of working things out with deals with Russia and China and collaborating on trade, we're going to have a nuclear war. That's just a certainty. That's not a, oh, maybe that could happen, Deagle. No, it's not. It's a guarantee. And there's also a little sawed-off nations that we're bugging and doing bad things. Like when we threatened Syria, the biological weapons that came out of the Soviet Union went to Iran and Syria. So if you don't think that somebody that is completely out to lunch and angry at what they've done to save Damascus, Syria, if they let the Israelis nuke the city, which is in the Bible, and you don't think they're going to release super plagues on us, you're an idiot, because they will. And that's why we have to understand what's going on. The deep state could give a rat's behind if it kills most of the people on Earth, don't they?
Well, you've got the counterfeit conservatives also avoiding with every bit of their...
Well, they switch into the left-right dialogue. Okay? What you're saying is, we get caught in the left-right dialogue, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. They want that food fight to go along and for us to be entertained and join one side or the other. But the secret societies, Bob Woodward belongs to Book and Snake. The handler for Obama is Austin Goolsbee, Skull and Bones. They're bringing out Obama again for this coming election.
Right.
When you read the beginning of that on 9/11, that is actually a transition from what was happening nationally at 9/11 to the burning of the fires that were occurring along the coast at the time, the attempt for rural cleansing, the imposition of Agenda 21 and setting up local Soviets. Beginning, we picked up the 9/11 and showed what was going on, and we brought it from the very top, the false flag, all the way down to the Soviets that they're establishing in each and every community right now. They're very vulnerable to be destroyed if people would wake up and we get a couple of patriotic organizations that aren't so timid to go after these bastards.
Well, that's where the cogs come in, and that's why since 9/11, the powers of the Special Activities or Special Operations Division of the CIA are promulgating everything. And the fact that around the world the populism is rising, and they want to knock off Trump, politically or otherwise, or assassinate him, then they want to knock off all the populists in, say, Italy, Hungary, and Austria, and elsewhere around the world that want populism. And there's only three nations that actually are nationalists that can fight against the New World Order, maybe a fourth with India. We have four nations, America, Russia, China, and India. And if they come in and do a four powers agreement like you talked about last hour with Harley Schlanger and Linda LaRouche and Helga Zepp LaRouche, we could counteract the fact that if we have international trade and collaboration, the world economy will be stabilized. We'll also stabilize the world from a coronal mass ejection, cyber attacks, and the dangers of some rogue nation getting artificial intelligence and hacking into everything, including even people's consciousness. People don't realize that there's a very dark future if we don't start collaborating, isn't there?
Yeah, they're using all the technology that they have. Their biggest problem right now is they've had to use people. They've had to con them. So they've created circles of need to know or compartmentalized groups. And a lot of these groups think they're doing something good or well. I think some of the
They're the lower level. They're like porch masons, right? They're doing something good when in actual fact they're actually part of the platform of evil. Look at Gavin Newsom. I mean, this good-looking, probably bisexual mayor of San Francisco has totally wrecked the city and brought in, universal health care for everybody, including undocumented. He's got the place where they have now poop patrols and needle patrols to pick up the needles. And a lot of conferences have canceled San Francisco. They had them there for decades. They canceled because this maniac, Gavin Newsom, this narcissistic Tool has eight families in San Francisco that supported his political dissent. And you have the picture right here. It shows him, you know, hugging people and taking selfie pictures and so on, because this maniac is just another proxy for the globalists, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't represent the people at all. Remember, California is, we used to just refer to the Monterey Bay area as Panettistan, but Panetta was co-founder of California Forward, again, supported by billionaire foundations, Hawes, Packard, Irvine, all the rest. And
right.
You look at the supporters in that article there, and you find the, you know, six of the biggest, the richest families are the ones that selected him. The people never selected him.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
The papers are controlled by either Bill Gates or, you know, a handful of other...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Things. I'm going to give my walking list for Mr. Trump. Number one, Mr. Trump, what you need to do is you need to immediately recuse Rosenstein and shut down the Mueller investigations. We're too close to the election. Number two, you need to actually force the utilities, call the public things like Facebook and Twitter, to act as utilities, or you're going to open them wide to lawsuits to sue them out of existence. So they'll break them up into little tiny pieces and then make all their data open to any other person or person that wants to set up an alternative social media. Like I have oneway.com, which is one of the things. If you go to oneway.com, you can log on and find Deagle. And I'm going to soon start being able to post up our shows and videos over there. They're over on Facebook and Twitter. I was banned over a year ago now on YouTube, but I was doing a simulcast. I still have my site, and I get more new members all the time, but I can't do a simulcast there. It was when I was putting up text about a Christian author, and we were talking about the Mountain of Muhammad. And when I literally put the text up, they literally instantly banned me because they used the word Muhammad about a mountain that actually referred to that in Turkey called the Mountain of Muhammad. So this is how crazy they are. They have these left-wing maniacs and their so-called algorithm, they call it, which really is just a bunch of leftist maniacs from Silicon Valley. They set up an algorithm so that if you say something that ticks them off, you're done. And you have no recourse to go back. I've been trying for months and months to try to see if I can get them to say, tell me what's wrong with me putting up. And it hadn't, and it was like the second or third session of actually putting the video up. I didn't put 1 second of video up and I got banned. So these tech companies need to be healed. Number two, we need to start sanctioning anybody who threatens, like Antifa. There's a bill sitting in Congress now called the Antifa bill. If you put a mask on your face and you threaten the president, you're going to prison. Do not pass go. And people that are invited by senators into this hearing regarding Kavanaugh, they need to get sanctioned. They don't need to walk out and get paid, which we have a video there showing them some of the pictures they're getting paid to protest. They need to go to jail or have giant fines that will make them shut the hell up and stop acting that they can be protesters for hire. It's disgusting to allow this in a Senate hearing. For a new Supreme Court justice is probably the smartest legal mind we've had in decades. We've actually nominated for the Supreme Court. This guy, I saw Dick Durbin trying to pull apart the logic and the legal legalese of Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh made him look like an idiot, didn't he?
Yeah. The only thing that scares me about him is Condoleezza Rice going in and advocating that he be appointed. I mean, just like John Roberts, he's made a lot of bad decisions. They're still friendly with the Bushes and, a number of the globalists. But this, again, what are you going to do with what you got? Anyway, somebody needs to go.
Nobody's 100%. I mean, look at Vince Foster. There are issues about Vince Foster with his upline, people who are in control of him. That seems to cover up evidence about Vin Foster's suicide or a Carl Foster side by the Clintons, because he worked under Clinton, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's the same with Ron Brown, who worked under Panetta and Podesta, because Podesta and Panetta were involved in, they were the bagmen for selling ambassadorships and appointments to various commissions. And Ron Brown wasn't too happy about it. And Nalanda Hill testified before Congress that she, Ron Brown was upset because both Panetta and Podesta were asking him to grab money. Of course, Panetta sits over here with a grand foundation. God only knows who all the payoffs amounted to, his great foundation here, together with Packard, that run all the policies through the COG, the Council Council of Governments. But they're all the millionaires and billionaires, and they got the Democrats snowed. The Republican Party here has been taken lock, stock, and barrel by Panetta, and it's they're not even clever about it. I mean, you can find the culprits involved with other scams. It's just outrageous, the lack of people's interest or knowledge or sense of conspiracy, how they're being used. Yet,
well, when they get
telephone, they fall back into the left, right, we got to vote the Republicans in. I mean, it's just,
by the way, it's not Republicans. And I put this a little differently. Trump is himself with all these crazy advisors that are screwing him up, like when he's threatening Idlib and Syria. If Trump is really not a GOP politician, he's running in the GOP party, but the old GOP party is dead. It's deceased. Same as the Democratic Party. It's already committed in 2016, and they're sticking to the same party line to run in 2018 midterms. They have these phony polls that say there's so many points ahead. They're not ahead. The Democrats are dead. They don't have any policy other than anti-Trump. And Trump himself is against both the left and the right. What you have to understand is Trump is not a politician. He is a builder. He's a businessman. He is not trying to curry to anybody. He doesn't even accept to pay as a president. So what I say is we're not voting for the GOP. We're voting for Trumpites. Basically, the people who support Trump in the Republican Party, and even some Democrats are going to support him for their own political future. Like a lot of them, they're going to have to vote for Kavanaugh. So we get pushed into this left-right dialogue. But Trump, for example, he's listened to what I've said about fixing health care. Give an alternative to the VA so they can get seen by local doctors. They can't get in right away. Set up a drug plan system to keep the drug prices low. Set up a health cooperative so if you're a small business like ours, you can join a health cooperative and get cut rates because you're not a big corporation. Step by step by step, Trump is allowing people to use the open marketplace to actually develop a combination of things that will not be top-down controlled bureaucratic government that will force you into whatever treatment they want, or force vaccinations or whatever, or forced inadequacies or inefficiencies in the healthcare system, which I saw in Canada. Same thing in Britain. I had refugees from the British healthcare system that trained me. One of the top doctors of the triple boarded specialist trained me in allergy back in the early 1980s. What I want you to understand out there is Trump is not a GOP politician. He's an anomaly, and this is what's ticking off the people like George Bush, who wants to take pot shots at him, and Barack Obama now in this meeting today where he's talking at the university. This guy is a twisting snake, isn't he?
Yeah,
Barack Obama is an amazing twisting snake.
Romney, even after, the president accommodating him went off the tracks, everything in California, these foundations, campaign 24/7, and I mean, it's so outrageous. It's as clear as the news media. But the foundations are supposed to be, you know, nonpartisan. We've got a city here in Monterey County, or in the Monterey Bay area, Watsonville. They're allowing people to vote up to a month before an election. So what they do is the union bosses, the big strawberry, you know, organizations, they get all of free water and have all the lobbyists up in Sacramento, yet if we use water, you know, to water a geranium, we can go to jail and everything else. But you can drive out in the Central Valley where it's all sand in the middle of the day and they're blowing water into the air. Anyway, you know, these guys are just outrageous, and they're involved with this voting. They get their people out in the fields that are illegal aliens, and they can go in and vote. All they need to do is give them a sheet of paper. The union bosses collect them, and they bring them in, and they control the voting. I just got a letter for a tenant of mine that's been gone for 3 or 4 years. And it's from the Department of Motor Vehicles, and because that person once had a driver's license, in there is a valid form to be able to vote. So the voting fraud is at 100% in California right now.
Maybe we should call it not only California, but Fraudstan. How's that?
Yep.
Good term for it, isn't it?
It is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is tied to healthcare and everything, because remember now, I had an interesting talk back in 1999. I traveled to 42 cities in Israel for the Prophecy Club. And then after I did a talk at a conference where I took over the International Conference for the Prophecy Club, we had over 2,000, almost 3,000 people from all over the world at the conference for 90 minutes, where the main guest host there was very violently sick. And afterwards, I got a call from somebody from Lockheed Martin who wanted me to meet in Lodo. So I met at a cafe. He actually gave me a 600-plus page document about how they wanted to actually build the matrix, the actual, you know, physical control of everything, including all these social media companies. This is 1999, including Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, and how they're going to get into your life and eventually hack into your consciousness. And he gave me all the documents. Now, you have to understand, they couldn't do it, he said, until they had national health care, which is why the Dems want to push for national health care. It's not because they want to give you health care that's affordable. It's because they want total control of you. They want to give you toxic food, toxic vaccines, inadequate care, not identify the underlying cause of your problems, and pretend it's health care, I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light, like Canada and Britain. If you've got something serious or needs innovative ways of approaching the underlying cause of disease, like Lyme disease or cancer or whatever, they're just going to kill you or give you toxic cancer therapies or other treatments that are going to be useless, like give you drugs to lower LDL cholesterol and actually look up the amount that your brain or block CoQ10 or castrate you. And that's the point, is people understand top-down healthcare is always dangerous and toxic. But again, it's top-down control of the economy, too. It's like the Soviet idea or the communist, non-communist ideas, the socialist ideas of Adolf Hitler. the people like like Warren, Ocasio-Cortez, and Santa Claus, they call him, Bernie Sanders, they want total control. And that's why when we look at ICLEI, the United Nations, World Bank, and Deep State, they don't necessarily have to own all the means of these things. They want to control it with regulations, don't they?
Yeah. No, if you're ill, you're not sustainable. It's exactly what George Bernard Shaw said, you know, Fabian Socialist. You know, if you're not deemed worthy, you know, of being well-clothed and well-fed and whatever, if you're not contributing to the state, you'll be executed in a kindly manner. And that's exactly what all these controls and why they want national Medicare, because... You know, when a lot of us...
National genocide.
...entrepreneurs worked all our lives, you know, maybe we might want to live another 10 or 15 years using our own assets in order to, you know, prolong and do what we want to do. They don't want that. They consider that wasted money. They don't want you to leave your property to your heirs. They want to confiscate it right
now. That's why Trump got rid of the death tax, so people don't have to go and take out giant loans. Take out their father's farm or their business in order to continue it. And that's what happens when you have a death tax. You have to take out giant loans for the descendants of the owner of the company or business or farm in order to continue the business. That's insanity. And this is kind of crap that shouldn't happen, should it?
No. And of course, that was what was wanted by the wealthy people that hired, you know, the Committee of the Just or something like that, hired Karl Marx to codify. You know, the 10 steps for the Communist Manifesto. And of course they don't help, you know, the individual, they help the state, the elite. And they advocated, you know, public education, the graduated income tax, leaving all your money to the state, you know, right on down the line. So,
even the idea that they could continue blowing up money. For example, I remember in the 1950s when I'd go down to Creelman's grocery store, and I would get 2 pennies to buy some penny candy. And I get a whole bag of candy for 2 pennies. The dollar is not a dollar anymore. In fact, the value of the dollar right now is probably less than 5 cents in the 1950s when I was a kid. That's not good, is it?
No, people I'm sure wouldn't believe. I'm an old guy now, but in the 1950s, probably, I don't know, I was probably 10 years old, I could go on a Saturday morning with 11 cents, get into a movie,
right,
and for another 5 cents, have a candy bar or a box of popcorn. So
exactly.
Below 20 cents, you know, I'd have a nice Sunday or Saturday.
Right. But what people don't understand, this is all part of the state taking where all your property, your means of production, and the fact is when you destroy what's called the innovative economy by destroying the innovators, you don't have an economy. You know, it's like I call OPM, other people's money. That's where we get Ocasio-Cortez moving her hands and popping her big doughy eyes. These people are narcissistic, self-important maniacs, aren't they? They don't understand. I want affordable health care for all Americans. I want preventive care, but I don't want top-down state care. In fact, I want to get rid of state licensing authorities. I want a national one that's not tied to the government. If we do have a VAT, I want it to go to the county, not the state government. So they can hire the doctors and nurses on an hourly wage, and they also get pensions. You know, in the Canadian or British healthcare system, the doctors are stuck on a fee-for-service. They don't get pensions. If they get sick in their mid-30s or 40s or 50s, they have nothing. Do you know that? If they haven't saved money, they're done. Do you know that? In all these socialist countries, including Europe, there's no pensions for doctors there. If you're a teacher, belong to a teacher's union, you got a pension, guess what? There's none for physicians or nurses, is there? None.
Yeah, no, that's part of their cadre. That'll disappear as soon as there's total control, just like in Cuba. But
right.
Again, a lot of people don't know, and I haven't heard it mentioned for a while, how they steal through inflation. You know, you buy a house
right.
In 1970 for $90,000, and today it might be $1 million. But the buying power when you sell it is the same, but they want to charge you income, income tax on the difference between the $90,000. They want to charge you income tax on the $900,000, even though it's equivalent in spending power. So
right.
they steal from you when you're working. They steal from you when you sell your assets that you've saved
right.
for. They steal from you when you actually die. So I mean, these bastards have it figured out all the way around. And, you know, the American people have no idea, you know, the evil and what's inside that Washington Beltway with the K Street and everybody else living off the American people. And that's what Trump has been talking about. You know, he's trying to make things a little fair, more fair here and there. And, you know, he's been paying for everybody else's defense and subsidizing everybody else's trade. And it's real easy for the politicians to do because they get their $50, $100,000 payoffs, but it's costing you and me, you know.
And some of them, by the way, wants to do a few years of work in an office of a congressman or senator. They got permanent pensions, separate health care plans, and everything, haven't they?
Yeah. That's, you know, that's outrageous. It's bad.
Yeah, well, here's where I think things should go. I think what Trump's going to do, and this is my guess, if he thinks he's going to lose the midterm elections, he's going to drop the hammer on all these pedophiles and all these criminals and so on before the election. He's going to shut down Mueller by getting rid of Rosenstein. If he thinks he's going to win, he's going to sail through and to wait till after. He'll get his money for his wall. He'll actually sail forward with enough people to actually start putting in infrastructure and the other pieces of a health bill that will actually allow preventive and other care to reasonable cost. Right now, for example, you can join these health cooperatives, you can get cheaper drugs. It's going to allow people to be able to, before plunging the country into massive, giant debt and huge bureaucracy, which would be what they have in other social countries. And if you, by the way, if you get really sick and you're elderly, you don't get the care in Canada or other countries. They just kill you. They give you a lethal injection and let you die. People don't know that. And they certainly don't want innovation. That's why when I started doing research on various things based on science, I got in trouble, not for doing crazy stuff, but for doing stuff based on science at university levels. It doesn't matter if you're doing research in diabetes or chronic pain or whatever, with imaging studies or MRI scans or nerve mapping or toxicology. They don't care about the science. They just want control. That's why all these maniacs like Warren and Ocasio-Cortez want health care for everybody. They want control of everyone. They're not interested in just providing health care. They want pseudo-care for everyone, so I call pre-embalming care. They want control of your body. They want to make sure that you don't even have control of your own children. If they don't get vaccinated, they don't even get to go to school, like in this crazy state of California.
Exactly. Right? And if you don't get the vaccinations, that extinguishes either the second or third generation. So they've already got the culling in place before they have to outright, you know, approach you with a knife in their hand.
Well, basically, they're basically at the point that they're doing now, they're trying to make one sex and 40 genders. How's that? One sex and 40 genders. They're trying to destroy the biology of human reproduction by sterilizing us, reducing testosterone level and sperm count in males and fertility in couples. So all American couples now, one quarter of young American couples are functionally sterile. You know that now, right? And it's increasing rapidly.
Yeah, you'd think the men of America would fight against that.
Well, I don't know. I think their fight's being taken out of them with toxic food, toxic vaccines, and now toxic ideas on social media and the regular cable television shows. You need to turn off the sound, drink clean water, take supplements, and not and realize they're being poisoned with a globalist agenda. Even their local authorities like the COGS and so on are controlling the state and federal governments, all controlled by the UN. These luciferic Satanists run everything, don't they?
It's a counterfeit conservative. It's a heritage.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.